People in Portsmouth could face a 17-mile trip if they want to report a crime in person. Campaigners say that would be the result of a proposal to close the last publicly accessible police station in the city. They've started a petition to try to keep Portsmouth Central open, and our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake joins me with more on this in Portsmouth this morning. So, Dom, tell us more.
Well, Jules, this is about the Police and Crime Commissioner. He wants to build a new investigation centre for the eastern area, and he hasn't been able to find anywhere suitable in Portsmouth, so he's now looking at a site near Havant. So if that plan goes ahead and the new investigation centre is built out there, part of that plan would involve closing Portsmouth Central, with many of the staff being transferred to the Guildhall area. But campaigners say that one of the consequences would be that if you actually live in Portsmouth and want to report a crime in person, face-to-face, you'll have to drive out about 8.5 miles out to Havant and back again to do that. And I've asked local people what they think about that idea. This is what they have to say.
I think that's stupid. I think they should keep it open down there. And so then if anything does happen, like say anything, for instance, in Guildhall or around Portsmouth, you've got a police station. Well, I say keep it open down there. Don't close it, because they're going to need it. And if this is the last one in Portsmouth, then what's everyone going to do?
I mean, I guess it's unfortunate, but I kind of think it probably has to be necessary. If it doesn't get cut, they'll get cut somewhere else.
If you're in trouble or if you need some help, you just wouldn't feel like secure, because, to be honest, the police station's right next to like near my house, and to go as far as Havant would be like kind of bad.
What would your message to the Police and Crime Commissioner be? He's got to make his decision.
Don't shut it down. It's like a 5-minute walk from my house.
Yeah, people in Portsmouth talking about the possible closure of the central police station on Winston Churchill Avenue. And listening to that is campaigner Stephen Morgan, who's started a petition to keep it open. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
So what's your take on this?
Yeah, I mean, someone that's lived in the city all my life and been involved in the local community, I never thought really I'd be setting up a petition to save a police station. A city of this size, I think, really needs a centrally located police station. We've got over 200,000 people living in the city, 21,000 students. It's a major visitor centre with world-class events and a lively nighttime economy. I think this is a grave threat to local community policing in the city, and a real concern that, as your listeners have just said, actually is a real local issue.
And, you know, some of the arguments are buildings aren't fit for purpose, bringing the teams together in one place to save money. What do you make of that?
I mean, those are valid points, but what we've seen in Portsmouth in the past year, crime has increased by 9%, and nationally that's only 3%. Violent crime in the city's gone up by 36%. There are real issues there. Crime, youth crime, has increased for the first time since 2007. A central kind of part like Portsmouth has some of the highest levels of crime in the city. It's a real concern. Police stations provide valuable public services. They provide a place for people to report crime, come and collect lost property, leave messages for police staff, get information, advice. They're a really essential public service, and it's a real shame that there's been no public consultation so far to help save the actual police station locally.
Another thought is that police teams would be moved into partner sites, and I quote here, but so this is agreements with the City Council that police staff would move into the Guildhall and so on. Does that alleviate any of this?
I mean, it may do, but I think the real strength of the central police station is it's alongside the courts. It's in the heart of the city centre. It's a really accessible police station. And people want to go and see police in a police station. They don't want to go to another public service building. I think people really do value a police station where they can go and report crime. We know in the city that crime rates are getting higher, but at the same time, we know that the fear of crime is equally as high. So something like 40% of people locally are concerned about being burgled, but only 2% of people actually are. So there's a real perception, I think, that if we lose the last remaining police station in the city, that's going to have a real concern and perception of people that it's not a place, safe place to live anymore.
Stephen, you started a petition, haven't you? How's it going?
Not bad, yeah. I mean, I started it over the weekend. People can sign up to the petition at my website. It's probably the easiest way to find it, which is just www.stephenjmorgan.org. And we've had a really good response on this. And what we're keen to do is to talk to people on the doorstep, at community events and in street stalls and Commercial Road and other places to really make sure people understand what some of the issues are locally.
Well, we shall find out what Simon Hayes has to say, because he's on the show in the next hour. Thank you very much, Stephen, for being there this morning. Stephen Morgan with his thoughts. What are yours? As ever, you can react to anything we're talking about on the air